coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
It's an Energy FM Talking Sport special. Over 2 weeks, we are talking the 2018 CONIFA World Football Club with Ellen Vannon. We've got the head coach, Chris Bassin, Malcolm Blackburn here, and goalkeeper, Dean. You've been quiet so far, Dean.
Yeah.
they're going to let you talk now, I promise. You've played a couple of games. You've been involved in the squad. What do you make of it all?
Yeah, I've played two games so far. I've played the first game against Yorkshire, which are a very good side. We came in and we thought, all right, we're going to have a good game here. But they came at us in the first 15 minutes. They were quick, they were strong, and we didn't expect it. So it took us a good 20 minutes to get into the game before we were able to suss them out, see how they play. They did a lot of play out the back, out to the wings. They were very quick on the wingers, crossing the ball in. They had a good striker called Jordan, I think it was. He was very, very good. And the keeper as well. He was a semi-pro keeper. There was a few scouts, I think, watching him. But overall, I think for us to come into that game against a new form team, Yorkshire, and they gave us a very good game. They had over 600 spectators, where I received a lot of abuse, but it was entertaining to say the least. Anyway, but you just as a keeper, you learn to block all that out. I've heard all sorts. But,
tell you what, you're 10 foot tall. It takes some bottle to mess with you, wouldn't it?
No, it's you just learn to block it all out. That's what it is. You just.
The funny thing was, JP was towards the end of the game, about 5 minutes to go. Dean's about to take a penalty kick. And one of the spectators, one of the boozed up Yorkshire lads, and I mean they were vocal, dives on the pitch and takes the kick for him.
Was it a good one?
No. Couldn't beat my kick anyway. But no, it was good. At the end of the game, they were just they said, well done and stuff like that. But throughout the game, they're there to try to put you off. It's all banter at the end of the day. It's nothing too serious. I didn't take it to heart or anything like that. It's what you expect when people have been drinking heavily throughout the game. But, it's one of them. And the lads, the Yorkshire lads and the Alan Vanna lads are all, top players. It was a great experience. And then coming to play again against Punjab, being selected to play against them, they were very technical, in my opinion. They like to play out from the back a lot, a couple of 1-2s into the middle and back out to the wings. And they didn't really like to do a lot of crosses. They put one in, which I think I got to, and then they didn't put any more in after that. So they were just trying to play on the floor. They had a lot of shots, low shots. Didn't have many high shots, which I managed to save a couple. They had hit the post in the first half, a couple of minutes after we'd scored. But they didn't expect us to come out straight at them, considering a lot of the players played on the Saturday, and we played them on the Sunday. So we just went, we'll go for it. We counted them a lot. We pressured them a lot, high up the field. We're very good, Lee Gale, Dan Simpson, very quick players coming out. And then we had Fuhrer and Sean up top, two tall lads, two very strong lads as well. So we were able to play up to them. They were able to hold it off and hit out to the wingers. So overall, the lads were just quality, which then helps me as well. I've also got the likes of Paul O'Brien, who does a warm-up for me, coaches me. And throughout the whole game, you've got Chris, Dicko and Paul continuously, helping you throughout the game, telling you where mistakes have been, because that's what you need to improve as a player. You need to be told where the mistakes have gone to improve on that. And they're just pushing you every minute throughout the whole game. And Pob was brilliant for me in the Punjab, because let's say I did a goal kick and it just got to the halfway line, for example, and I know up me, I can hit it further than that. Pob would just say, doesn't matter, get on with it. It's fine. It's still a decent kick. Just move on from it. And I love it. Even training with Pob as well, doing Wednesday sessions with him is amazing, because I feel like I've improved a lot throughout the season since I've been with him on Wednesday nights. And then Chris has obviously then selected me to play against Yorkshire and Punjab, which then obviously boosted my confidence. and then being told as well that I'm being considered for the Khenifa earlier this year, which then boosted my confidence a lot more. You know, so I needed to improve myself more towards the end of the season to hopefully get to that final squad, which I'm grateful for that I have been now. So whatever happens to the tournament, I'm just pleased to be a part of it. And, you know, we're playing with the top, you know, you're playing with all the best players from the Isle of Man. So it's something I'm looking forward to.
And in terms of the teams you're going to be facing, and how does it work with the homework? And do you get a chance to see anything of the other teams, or is it really a case of you get out on the pitch and you see what comes at you?
Well, seeing the likes of Yorkshire and Punjab, they're just all the best players that they've gathered. And with Punjab, I think they've flown a player in from Germany that Sunday to play for them. And he was a striker, which Malcolm, I think you can tell, he was a very, very good player. I think he was number 9.
Yeah.
Very, very quick.
I mean, that's the thing. We do, or certainly Chris and Lee, I point them in the directions of YouTube clips and anything live that's out there for them to look at certain players. But honestly, you know, as Dean said there, a lot of it is a case of you get to suss the player out within 5 or 10 minutes of starting the game. Where we score in this, and Dean will probably back me up on this, is that these teams that the lads will face in London, apart from 2 or 3 of them, I mean, like the United Koreans, they don't play together as a team regularly. They get brought together for the World Cup. Some of them may go to a training camp a couple of weeks before. But if you look at the Alan Bannon squad, when you're talking about 11 players from St. George's, 6 players from Corinthians, you've got players that are playing with each other day in, day out. You bring in the likes of Dean, who again, with the work he's done with the Alman FA team, and the fact that he knows most of the lads, it's quite easy to fit in. And it's just basically, you know, I see it again from the outside. I'm no football whiz kid on how to play a game of football or tactics and that. So I can watch it and see what Chris and Lee are up to. And to me, they do everything very simple. They don't try to give the players too much information. They make their jobs very simple to understand. We play a system that, and Chris will back me up on this, that other teams in Khenifa do not want to play Alan Bannon. They hate playing Alan Bannon with a passion. We don't play. They actually say to us, you don't play football. Not like they play football. I mean, you know, these teams, the likes of Padania, all they want to do is pass it around for 30 minutes. And then eventually they'll decide, oh, we'll go and have a go at goal now. But with Alan Bannon, we don't allow that. Other teams will allow it and sit back. What Chris has is, you know, we chase them, we run them down, we try and make them make mistakes. So it's a type of football that irritates them.